I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno. A great episode this week. Emma's been speaking to us about joining Stars and if playing for the national side appealed to her in the future. Emma, first of all, when players go to their first club training session, most of them just get a stash of kit, but you got that kit.
Yeah, I guess I like to do things differently. It was a very, very, very good cake and a nice cake.
They started it off well then.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like they've set standards high. So as Mel said, I'm only going to go to training if I get something amazing like that every time.
What was your birthday like then? Did you have a good day?
I feel like when you get old, your birthday is just your birthday. I think I did some admin in the morning and then was a bit nervous about going to training all day. And then I got there quite early because we had some meetings. And so, yeah, just drove to training and didn't really think anything of my birthday. And then
The cake happened.
My husband has got in touch with them and I need you to help sort out the cake for Emma because he's in New Zealand. So it was a very nice surprise. Melissa did really well to get that cake made.
We're not really a cake and foodie podcast, so should we get onto the netball stuff? Although I can happily talk to you about food all day as we get, probably not. That decision to move to Stars, what was it that made it a little bit interesting for you moving forward in next season?
Melissa, the coach, was the assistant coach at Polt last year and I really enjoyed working with her. So she was the main draw card, I think. And then Liana Leota, I played with her for a couple of years at Central Polt in Wellington in New Zealand. Mm. And she's an amazing person as well. So basically those two people were key to my move.
Stars, maybe alongside the likes of Pulse and Sirens, still relatively new to the league, but few seasons under the belt, still not really cracked the top half of the table.
No, they haven't. And I think a lot of times when teams are new, it takes a while to sort of get used to things and embed yourself. There are some exceptions to that rule. But it does take some time. And I think Stars have started to, based on last season, I think they've started to move away from that. We're new. And they've started to secure more wins, become a good team and a team that can compete. And people don't just dismiss them and say, oh, we're going to Stars. That'll be a win. Last season, that wasn't the case. And so hopefully they've shaken off the we're a new team name for themselves, and hopefully this season is a building from last season and will just be that bit better and we will get into the top half.
The experience obviously has been there for you personally. Is it that extra challenge? Is it a challenge moving forward into the new season for you? Is that how you see it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a challenge because it's new. It's actually, I feel like it's quite refreshing. And I did an interview, I said, oh, it's like I'm going to school for the first time. And it is. And I think it is really refreshing. It sort of keeps me guessing, keeps me thinking. And so I like that. I feel like my life is all over the place in terms of I move around a lot. I do lots of things all over the place. And so this is just another thing that's in keeping with my life, and I think it just helps keep me on my toes.
We've all watched that non-selection in the World Cup video for England. How about that faith in family and friends to get you through this at that time? What was that like?
I think I said in another interview, I talked about how, and I guess just now I've said I'm all over the place, so I'm never in one place for that long. And so I think that it's quite hard to like cement really strong friendships But I do have some really strong friendships and people who understand that I can't always be there for events and birthdays or things. Yeah, I feel like people always will message me and say, oh, can we catch up? Can we do this? And I always say, oh, no, I'm really sorry. And then, yeah, not getting selected and that disappointment, I kind of feel like my true friends really came out of the woodwork. And I'm just really grateful that I have those people. And, yeah, my family also. So, yeah, it's amazing, I guess. And my mum always says every disappointment's a blessing, and I think I've really used that disappointment to find that there are people who will step up and support me when I really need them. So I'm so grateful to those people.
But I mean, that applies to all levels of the game, really, doesn't it? Whether or not you're just starting out in junior leagues, prem, you'll eventually come out the other side stronger for that experience, that non-selection.
Yeah, I guess as that saying of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It did feel like it almost killed me. And I'm still working on it. So it's been a very long, ongoing thing. And yeah, I'm still working on it. But I guess I have to move on. I've had some amazing support from my friends and family. And so, yeah, this is part of me just moving on. And I very nearly decided was going to just not play netball and give it away, and so I'm actually grateful, mainly my husband, who was constantly encouraging me, saying, oh, you can still play, you are still really good. And then also I think Melissa having that faith in me, and actually a few other, some other netball coaches who I don't necessarily have a relationship with because I've never played under them. But some of, yeah, just some, I've just been fascinated and amazed by some of the random support and then random messages from people that I don't even know. It's been great. So yeah, I'm glad now that I've made the decision to carry on, and hopefully Stars is the right place to do that.
So are we. Happy thoughts. What was Melissa's call like? Or was it Anita who got in touch?
No, it was Melissa. We had a few calls, and they were long, but she, I think, given that I was sort of denying about what I was going to do, I think she's just a really good person. She makes you feel good. She brings out the best in people. And so after every single call that I had with her, I'd message her back and say, oh my gosh, you've made me feel amazing. yeah, so I was like, oh, even if I don't play netball for the Stars, can you just be my hype squad? So yeah, it was actually really nice. We spoke quite a lot. It wasn't just that she called me and then I made the decision. But yeah, I think she's just amazing and has that knack of, I don't know whether it's made up, but no, I don't think it is. I've known her for a little while now, but she just is a great person at understanding people and bringing out the best in them, I think.
And the kind of person that Stars need next season, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's a coach, and I think it may be the New Zealand thing, where she actually really cares about what's happening in and around your life, not just on court. And I think a lot of coaches pay lip service to that, but they don't actually really care, and they don't make sure that they sort it out. But Melissa is key at doing that, and I think everybody seems to all know that if a player's happy off the court and content and can do everything off the court, that they will perform really well. But I think she really understands that. And then also on court, she doesn't mince her words. When she needs something from you, she'll tell you. And I think that's actually a really good thing. So once people get used to that, it kind of just makes things, she's not doing it in a malicious manner. She just wants the best from you. And so, yeah, I think hopefully that combination of her off-court presence and how she is on court is going to be a winning combination.
You met the rest of the squad the other day. Did you gel
yeah,
pretty well?
We did. They were quite welcoming. I've been to a lot of teams, and I guess I get a little bit nervous every time, but I think I was probably more nervous this time, just based on what happened over the summer. But I feel like it was almost like I have been part of them for a little while. And so, yeah, they were really welcoming. We had fitness testing. That's probably a great way to introduce yourself to people with all the stress and the pressure and the I can't breathe. You almost, it's like a welcome, let's start supporting each other straight away from the outset. And so, yeah, it was nice to meet everybody finally. And hopefully I just feel as comfortable as I did on the first day. But getting to know people is part of the fun, I think.
I think Nia mentioned something about this death test. What on earth's that about? That sounds nasty, even by its name.
Yeah, the death test is a fitness test that we do. It's a test that England Netball use as well, but not many netball teams use it. And so it was introduced to some of the players on Tuesday. It basically is just horrible. You basically sprint and change direction for 30 seconds and then rest and repeat it lots of times. Yeah, it's painful. Wow. Painful in your lungs. It's painful in your lungs. You get a sore. It's almost like you instantly get a sore throat as soon as you finish because you've exerted yourself and breathed so hard. So, yeah, that's the death test.
The season opener is going to be Mavs. I mean, it's really early, but do you enjoy days like Super 10, like these big, massive events where you can get to see all the other teams in one day and get an early idea of what they're going to be like?
I like days like Super 10. I think it's good for the fans because they get to see lots of teams. And then it's just good promotion, I think, for the Super League. And I think also the fact that it's central is really good. I only really like, let's say in Super League, I will watch netball for analysis. And so I wouldn't go to Super 10 and watch every single team just because I'd be exhausted. I might watch a little bit of the team before mine just for 5 or 10 minutes just generally. And then I'm just going to do my preparation and then maybe watch a little bit of another team. But I wouldn't really go and try and analyse the teams because I think it's quite exhausting to spend the whole day doing analysis on teams. But it's nice to, I think, put faces to names, see who everybody has and that kind of thing. And I think just catching up with people who you've known through the years in different teams, I think that's really good as well.
So unlike your star performance at the World Cup, you won't be applying for Tamsin's maternity and doing some Sky stuff?
I don't know. I won't say no, but...
Did you enjoy that? It'd be very different from obviously playing to actually commentating on the game.
It's so different. And I think mainly because I'm used to playing. I know I've been doing that for years. I do analysis and understand what I'm doing and then have people around me who, at the time of the game happening, can chip in and help me out. So it was very alien. And yeah, just I think because I'm an infant in commentary. And then I did get very, very nervous all the time. And I guess the first day was the worst and I grew into it, but I'm definitely not a pro. I'd definitely have to work on it if I was doing it again.
If the option existed to play for England again in the future, would you maybe at least consider it?
I think I'd consider it, but I'm not... At the moment, I'm just content trying to get my love back for netball, playing at Stars. And so I'm just going to... I'm not missing going into netball camp for 4 days a week.
Yeah.
So I'd never say never to anything. I actually struggle to say no. My mum's like, you need to learn how to say no. But yeah, at the moment, I'm happy just trying to play for Stars and get to know those people.
We're bringing everyone together to a global netball team. And what that's doing is helping those countries and those women and men as well that don't have the opportunity to be able to create their own choices and bring us all together.
Sport is sport, but what it allows you to do is it empowers you. So it allows you to say on the netball court, no, or yes, or be part of something that gives you a voice.
Campaigns like this are super important, but more so in netball. We've got such a huge community all over the world, but we're not working together at this current point in time. And creating choices is bringing us together because we can do more together than what we can do separately.
I chose to form a trust that focuses on enabling young female athletes to reach their potential.
I choose to be a part of the global team.
53 years ago, at the age of 10, I chose netball.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. Lucy Kimber joins us from Cardiff Met to talk about Project Play. Lucy, first of all, what's it all about?
Thank you, firstly, for having me on the show, Andy. It's a project actually that I'm really excited about. It's a project that links directly with my PhD. So I'm a full-time lecturer at Cardiff Met in sports injuries and rehab. And I've been doing my PhD now for the last couple of years. And just generally, the PhD itself is looking at the ACL injury risk, specifically in female netballers. So the whole project itself is based around netball and based around ACL. So Project Play is something that's kind of naturally come out of the research project. And study one that I'm looking to start at the moment is directly looking at some screening with some young netballers and some older netballers to help try and work out what kind of risks they're at in relation to ACL injuries, specifically in netball.
We've looked at ACLs in the past, and is that one of the major parts of your past research that's led to this?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I feel passionately about because I've done it myself. I ruptured my ACL quite a few years ago now and actually re-ruptured it a second time. So I know how debilitating the injury is. And having worked in netball over the last few years, I know how common it is. It's more the severity of the injury that draws so much attention to it because it can have such big consequences on players, the longevity of how the injury affects them and their actual playing career. So it's something that I'm really, passionate about and want to try and raise awareness of.
The sheer fact as well is last year in the Suncorp, even though they're the best league in the world, some would say, it was still happening over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's an injury that I don't think we're ever going to prevent it. You know, sports injuries are going to happen due to the nature of the development of every sport, especially netball. It's becoming faster, athletes are getting fitter and stronger, the game is progressing and it's changing. I think the injuries that we've seen in the Suncorp and even in the UK, we hear about them because they're in the press so much, but I actually think possibly they're occurring far more frequently at grassroots levels. We just don't hear about it, and I think that grassroots level is where my research wants to impact the most, and where I think the research can help potentially affect ACL injury rates as young females get older and go on and end up playing in the Super League and the Suncorp.
The important thing then is obviously making netball safer as a whole. What kind of people are you looking for?
So the project itself, the first study, I'm looking at a younger group, so a 15 to 17 year group and also an 18 year group as well. So the main project wants to predominantly look at how growth and maturation of young females directly influences their injury risk. So typically when young females mature and they go through the adolescent growth spurts, what tends to happen is that they become more vulnerable to ACL injuries. The reason being is that they get a lack of sort of neuromuscular developments once they get to the end of that growth spurt. They get bigger, they get a little bit heavier, we get an increase in fat mass. And unlike boys, females don't typically see much of an increase in their muscle mass. And as a result, because they don't see much of a muscle mass increase, their neuromuscular adaptation that goes with that is directly affected, which means that younger females tend to move in certain ways that put them at greater risk of injury. So that sort of 15 to 17 year old age group are typically young females that have gone through puberty and are potentially at a higher risk of injury. And then that group is going to directly be compared to an older group to see them, do those risks potentially develop as we get older? Do they get worse? What parts of their risk elements change, what happens to their biomechanical profile as we get older, to hopefully see if there are any patterns and if there are any specific things that we could maybe start looking at and address in the next project and in study two.
Is there much to do to be a part of this? What do those interested maybe have to commit to? Or
It's not a massive commitment at all. The whole project is free. It's part of my PhD. The testing is taking place at the Cardiff Met National Indoor Facility that we've got, the Athletics Centre. So obviously it's a little bit of a commitment for those that maybe aren't based in South Wales, but it's just two testing sessions. The first session is merely around 30 to 45 minutes where they'll come in, have a chat with me about the project. I'll talk to them about the requirements to see whether they're happy to proceed. Obviously, I'm hoping people would have read some information prior to agreeing to come to the first session. We'll take some baseline measures and get them familiar with some of the equipment we're going to be using. And then the second session will then be arranged with each of the participants based on their availability, of which essentially all they have to do is take part in a fatiguing protocol. Now, fatiguing can often, potentially the word fatigue might put people off, but essentially the actual protocol itself is no different to a fitness session. It's a repetitive movements performed around a netball court several times, rest periods in between, and what I'm looking at is changes in certain biomechanical variables before and after the protocol. Some people have asked me, are there any risks involved? And the simple answer is the only risk is similar to that anybody would have if they went into a training session or into a normal match situation. Obviously, we try and control a few things, but the actual fatiguing protocol is all contains movements that netballers are used to, netballers are exposed to, a lot of lateral movement, a lot of twisting, a lot of pivoting that they would be naturally exposed to. So hopefully those movements, the replication of those movements, will help us identify whether fatigue itself plays a role in heightening those risk factors in the two different groups that we're talking about.
But I mean, there are benefits to being involved with something like this, whether or not you just started in your career or you've been playing for years.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. It's younger athletes these days need to look after their bodies. They need to consider looking after the longevity of their playing careers. And if they have aspirations to go on and play, at national level, international level, understanding their risk of injury and movements that may be associated with risk is really important. That education element to understanding risk of injury is key, because I think that's one thing that's lacking, especially in the younger population. Certain netballers don't necessarily think about the way they move when they play, or think about what additional training they could be doing to prevent certain injuries. And likewise, in the older group, thinking about that longevity of their career, it's really important that any little margins that they could gain in their performance and reduce that risk of injury could be highlighted as part of participating in the project. There's lots of benefit as well as, some minor risks.
I saw the retweet from Beth and Mia. Are they part of this special group of players that are involved?
Yeah, they are. yeah, they're fantastic. Those two players have been extremely supportive, and are really, they just, those are the two professional athletes that want to know more about the way they move. They want to know if they're at risk of injury, what is it that's increasing their risk of injury. So having them participate in the project and help me develop the protocol has been really important. You know, Susie Drain is another massive advocator of the project itself, and I'm working very closely with her here at Cardiff Met. And again, she solely believes that it's crucial for us to identify the different biomechanical profiles in young netballers to help ensure that they, you know, reduce the risk of this injury, because it still could happen. You know, it's something that we're not necessarily going to prevent, but if we can identify different elements within individual movement patterns, then we can start tailoring our treatments and our preventative programs towards those individuals. So they're a great group of professional athletes that, you know, I think feel quite strongly about research like this.
And the support that Cardiff Met's had for Dragons, especially over last season as well, it's beginning to show in the league.
Yeah, it is, massively. That, you know, their performance last season was, you know, far better than previous years. And, you know, projects like this will only potentially help keep some of those important players on the courts, you know, which essentially that's all we want to do. We want our best players on the courts, and then we want to maintain that high level of performance. You know, people suffering with ACL injuries, you know, it's season ending, you know, because if we're looking at a 9 to 12 month rehabilitation period, it has a massive impact on performance. So coaches, players, parents, spectators, all, you know, I would imagine want this type of injury reduced to help improve and promote a fantastic game.
Obviously, people will have to be close to Cardiff or at least nearby, but Lucy, what's the best way to get in touch with you if people want to be involved with something like this?
It is unfortunate because of our location that we're based in, but it's because of the specialist equipment that we've got here. It's not something I can potentially up and move to closer locations. But like I said, I'm willing to work around people to find the best time suitable to fit them. So if people want to find out more information, they can either head over to Twitter and have a look at my Twitter page, which is at Lucy Kemba, or they can drop me an email, which is lkemba@cardiffmet.ac.uk, and I can send some more information to parents and children, you know, if they want to take part in the study.
Thanks for your support, as always. Lots going on. Remember, you can send us a tweet. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.